The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Many CBS Sports Radio affiliates, people locked in on the free Odyssey app. We got folks listening on Sirius XM channel 158. We can keep on going. Smart speakers. We got people East Coast, West Coast, down south, Canada, Mexico, and everything in between. This is the JR Sport Brief Show. This is when I get started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. It's a beautiful Thursday here in Georgia. Much love and shout-outs to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. We got a lot to talk about. It ain't nothing different. We got a lot to get into. First of all the head coaching jobs are filled. Second of all, we're all getting ready for the Pro Bowl. Maybe some of us.
Is it a Pro Bowl?
Maybe some of us. We got a guy here who's very familiar with the Pro Bowl. We're going to introduce this dude in a second. And then also, we got a lot. NBA players not playing, not showing up, not want to go to work. It's just a lot going on. So we're going to get into Dan Quinn. We're going to talk about the NBA, Joel Embiid, LeBron James, all that good stuff. But standing right in front of me right now here in Atlanta, Georgia, we got a Pro Bowler. We got a guy who's done it all, seen it all, talks it all, walks it all, all of that. It's Adam Pac-Man Jones. How you doing, brother?
Smell me.
I'm good, bro.
It's nice to have you here in Atlanta, Georgia. And listen, you in town, you're here in the building at an opportune time, man. First of all, we know the Super Bowl's going on.
Yeah.
We see Patrick Mahomes. You have played against the best of the best, whether you want to look at a Brady or a Manning. We can go on down the list. We talked about this yesterday. What impresses you about Patrick Mahomes?
Before we go to Patrick Mahomes, y'all download Who Gonna Win the Super Bowl at The Real Pac-Man Jones. All right, but Patrick Mahomes, let's get into him. I said it last week on my show that Patrick Mahomes is going to be Patrick Mahomes. Can Lamar be Lamar? We figured out Lamar cannot throw the ball from the pocket, and I'm not just downing Lamar.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? But if you just dialect of the game, it's a lot of times that he could have took off and end up on the ball because he's trying to prove something. That's just my opinion, how I feel when I'm watching the game. And the other guy on the other side, he got the best offensive coordinator, I think, in the game right now. Andy Reid do not get enough credit that he should get. Like, Andy Reid's resume is stacked up to the top of the building right here.
He might be pushing Shula in a few years.
That can make plays on. Every time you've had a good quarterback, he's been in the show. So I just feel that Kansas City defense is playing a little bit better with Jones back healthy. The pass rush is really good. I think it's going to be hard to beat them. And I know San Francisco got a dog team. I'm a fan of the Shanahan family. But I just know. I don't know. Mr. Irrelevant is good.
Purdy.
But he's
do you
not
think
that good.
Purdy? Adam Pac-Man Jones is here with us. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Purdy, you just showed a lot of love to Andy Reid and also Patrick Mahomes. And we see Brock Purdy. They look at him. I saw somebody said he's the 10th, 11th, 12th best player on the
team.
Maybe
14th in the NFL. He's definitely not in the top 10 at quarterbacks. You would not put Purdy in your top 10 quarterbacks.
How do you think? So do you think all of the credit goes to all the weapons around him? He's in that MVP conversation. He's a finalist for MVP.
He was never a finalist. That was what the people were talking about. I'm one of the guys that get to see the vote. He was never in the final vote.
Well, for right now. For this time.
Yeah,
for this time.
He was never in the final vote. He's a good quarterback, bro.
Okay.
He's Andy Dalton. He is.
Oh, ouch. We got to give him red hair, too? You just got to dye his hair red?
I'm saying he's a guy that can control the game and can manage the game with a good coach. Like, if let's just put him in, I don't know,
Carolina. Okay.
You'd be kicking him out of here right now.
He don't think he'd be an upgrade over Mr. Ritter or Heinicke? I mean, those aren't big shoes to fill.
I'm saying y'all ain't got much of a wide receiver, but I think it would be the same.
Wow. Game. Okay. All right. Adam Pac-Man Jones is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Remember?
You show a lot of love to Andy Reid. There's two head coaches right now who don't have a job. All the jobs have been filled. Dan Quinn, speaking of the Falcons, he just got his second chance and opportunity now up in Washington. There's no Mike Vrabel.
I like Dan Quinn, too.
Well, we're going to get into Dan.
As a coach.
There's no Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Do you think we've seen the last of Belichick? Is his ways too old school?
Personally, how old is Bill? Like,
it's going to be 72.
Older than my granddaddy, probably. I think it's over with. I think Bill should say it's over with. Like, I don't understand what the run is. You've been through a divorce. You've been through this. You've been through that. Like, at a certain time, you got to enjoy your life. And this NFL thing is called not for long. And it stands that for a reason. Not for only players, for coaches, too. I think it's over with, Bill. I wouldn't hire him.
Oh, wow. You talk about Dan Quinn. You appreciate Dan Quinn coming over from the Dallas Cowboys as coordinator, coming over to this side now to run Washington. Why do you like and appreciate Dan Quinn so much, especially given what took place here in Georgia?
What did they have to work with? Like, you got a good running back, no quarterback. Like, you can't win in this league without a quarterback. Everybody know that. Like, you got to have a guy at quarterback.
The Super Bowl year with Matt Ryan?
It's not one team.
He won MVP that year.
It's not one team that have won a Super Bowl without a good quarterback.
So, based on that question, if we go back a few years, where would you put Matt? Is Matt Ryan, how did he get the MVP?
Matt Ryan was a decent quarterback.
Throwing a Julio.
Matt Ryan was good, bro. He just couldn't run. Like, Matt Ryan had unbelievable numbers when he was here.
Absolutely.
MVP, like, you cannot. Yeah. What quarterback have y'all had in the last, the Falcons had in the last 8 years that you can compare to Matt Ryan? 10. You can go 12. 15. Atlanta Falcons had nobody except Michael Vick and Matt Ryan.
People have been hoping for another Vick. People are hoping for Justin Fields end up back down here.
I think that's a great move. I think Justin Fields get a lot of, what's the word I'm trying to say, a lot of the trash because of what he got around him. I think Justin Fields is an unbelievable quarterback. I think if he was in the right situation that he can scribe, he's no different than the kid that's in the Texans right now. What's his name?
C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud. I think they got a lot of similar things with each other. And Fields is not in a good situation, bro. They brought the boy from Pittsburgh over. He's trash. Can't nobody stay hurt. The running game is boo-boo. And the offensive line is suspect. So, like, any quarterback up under that situation would be in disgrace.
Adam Pac-Man Jones here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show nationally on CBS Sports Radio. You made your bones on defense, okay?
Yeah.
We all know about that. We see plays, and I got an NBA question for you, but in the NFL, we see plays where throw the ball, can't touch the guy, can't touch him, can't grab him, penalty, flag. How do you feel about the evolution of the game that you watch now and that you grew up playing?
The game is soft, and I'll admit it. Like, it's real soft. Soft. It's cookie cut. But people want to see people score touchdowns. So, Goodell is scaling it down of how physical you can be, what you can do, how you can do it to please the fans. So, it ain't like it was when I was there. It's real soft. I'll just tell you that.
Now, I know Adam Pac-Man Jones here with us, CBS Sports Radio. I know you're a big fan of a lot of sports, including basketball. You keep up with it all. How you feeling about some of the adjustments that they have on offense? We got a lot of players now who are getting hurt. They feel like they're forced to play. There ain't no LeBron today in Boston. He's sent out Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid, young guy Halliburton, not happy with the new rules. You got to play 63 games. How do you feel about the changes there, Adam?
Soft, like I said.
So is this a societal thing? Everything's soft?
Jordan never set out 2-3 games. Pippen never sat out 2-3 games.
Well, he wanted his money.
Larry Bird didn't sit out 2-3 games. Shaquille O'Neal did not sit out and measure games. Dominique Wilkins didn't sit out and measure games.
You got
Allen
a statue
Iverson
downtown? Yeah.
Didn't sit out and measure games. You can go Mutombo. You can go all the way down the list, bro. Like, it's – I respect the game, but it ain't the same. And I just I feel like to each his own. I ain't knocking the new players. But, like, it's like a lot of things have changed, I will say.
It sounds like all sports is getting soft. And there's one thing
real
out of
soft.
Ain't one thing out of Pac-Man Jones. This man was not soft. What the hell are you up to nowadays? What's going on with
man,
you?
God is good, man. I get to be on the Pat McAfee show. I do the off season on the Pat McAfee show. I got my own show, which is Undercover Dogs. I got another show with BetOnline.ag with Zach and Pat. If all y'all want to bet, I got something for y'all. Use this code. It's PNZ. PNZ on BetOnline. If you bet $500, I'm going to give you $250 free play. If you bet $1,000, I'll give you $500 free play. If you bet $2,000, I'll give you $1,000 free play.
Oh, wow, okay.
That's what I'm on, man. I'm out here just doing, and I got just signed a big deal with Universal with my music.
Adam Pac-Man, you dropping?
We
got records.
I'm trying to be different, man. I'm trying to teach my kids that you can do everything.
There
ain't no limit to it.
This might eliminate my next question. Adam Pac-Man Jones, we're here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. With all of your success and the successes to come, is there any chance as we talk about coaching? Is that something?
Never gonna be a coach.
No. Why?
Besides my kid.
Why?
I don't want to coach. I've been in the locker room my whole life, bro. It's time for me to enjoy myself. I coach Junie only and his 5U team or 6U team. But, like, as far as going, doing what Deion, everybody, I've had numerous of coaches, organizations, I'm talking about NFL and college, to call me, hey, do you want to coach? No, I do not.
Mm. Is it because of the youth or what is it?
I had a good run in football, bro. I enjoyed my run. I love football. And, like, I don't want to coach. I don't want to babysit kids. I got enough kids of my own to go and babysit more kids. That's how I feel. And, like, that's not my calling. My calling is to be behind this mic, talking my
– yeah.
And putting out music. I think that's my calling. But, like, I had a good run, bro. Like, and I do train kids every now and then privately. But as far as being a coach, never going to happen.
Are you impressed with the job that Deion has done? You mentioned Deion.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
How difficult is that? People don't give him the credit he deserves sometimes.
It'd be all right. I think Deion probably win national championship or make it to the national championship in the next 3 years. I actually just talked to him yesterday. Sky's the limit, bro. Like, he have changed the culture. He getting kids paid. I got Shiloh in one of my songs.
Okay.
You know what I mean? $6 million for a payday.
Shiloh's dropping bars.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that out already? We got to wait to hear
it. Nah, it ain't out yet. You got to wait.
Adam Pac-Man Jones doing everything. I appreciate you taking the time to stop in. Correct me if I'm wrong here. For the Super Bowl, you went with the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yes.
Okay.
That's not wrong. I picked the Chiefs plus 2.5. I called it kind of early. If y'all want to bet with me, just bet on BetOnline.ag. If you bet $1,000, I'm gonna put $500 with you. Sound like a good bet to me. You're gonna spend $500 anyway, right? So BetOnline.ag. Put in the code PNZ. If you bet $1,000, you get another $500 to bet with it too. Sound like a good bet to me.
It sounds like a good bet. Where can people follow you and keep up with you and all the music, Pac-Man?
I am the real Pac-Man Jones on all platforms. You can find me on any platform. This new music coming out tomorrow. What's today? Thursday?
Yeah, today's Thursday.
Coming out tonight. The video coming out tonight. Shout out to Ferrari Kit. And we ain't talking about a Ferrari. We talking about our lifestyle. You smell me?
Hey, shout-outs to Adam Pac-Man Jones joining us. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. What a way to open up, way to get started. We got so much to get into. We're going to get more into Dan Quinn. We got the NBA All-Star rosters that are going to drop in about an hour. We'll see who gets on and who gets left off. We're going to talk about more of these coaches. Coming up next on the other side of the break, we're going up to D.C. chatting it up with J.P. Finley, what? Who holds it down on NBC Sports and 106.7 The Fan. The man's voice that you just heard is Adam Pac-Man Jones.
No cap.
Here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Many, many thanks. A big shout out to Adam Pac-Man Jones for coming through here with us. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I feel like a football genius. Pac-Man comes through. And Pac-Man, he's like, hey, I'm with the Kansas City Chiefs as well. Much love to everybody tuning in. If you want to holler at me, it's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Man. Hey, Ryan, that was a lot that Pac-Man just came through and shared with us. That was a lot.
I'll be honest, did not keep up a lot with his post-career stuff. I did not know he's into music labels, which is very cool. Gambling as well. Like, he's a well-rounded Renaissance man.
Hey, he said he has no interest, zero interest in being a coach. Smart. And I mean, when you think about, well, let's just put it this way. He said that Bill Belichick, I don't want to say he needs to stay home, but he said he needs to call it a wrap. The NFL stands for not for long. I can't blame him because we all know that coaching is pretty cutthroat. And we have two qualified head coaches who have had success here in the NFL who do not have jobs right now. That being Mike Vrabel, that also being Bill Belichick. We know that Dan Quinn got the job. He is the Washington Commanders' brand new head coach. He's going to be leading the charge. And for an organization that is trying to, quote unquote, break through, they're hoping it is with Dan Quinn. We know that Dan Quinn came over from the Dallas Cowboys. Dan Quinn, you know, running the show on the defense for Dallas for the past several seasons. He helped turn around the defense. They led the NFL in turnovers. They really, a couple of seasons ago, they had their worst defensive season. And then he gets a full season and he comes through and they automatically become one of the best defensive teams in the entire league. And Dan Quinn, dare I say, we all know the resume. You know, Pac-Man Jones just stood here next to me and he bigged him up. He says, I appreciate him for what he did. A lot of it had to come.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Hey, Mel, Bry here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey, if you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as... Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
Down to the talent, even though that they were close. There is that I don't even call it a concept, but there was that time in that Super Bowl that the Falcons led 28-3. I'm going to leave it there because I don't need a bunch of my folks here in Atlanta, you know, coming after me. But Dan Quinn is going to have to show he's going to turn things around. You know, at the end of his tenure here, you know, in Atlanta, things hit the skids. Somebody like Julio Jones got older, but let's see what he does up in D.C. A matter of fact, let's talk to someone in D.C. and just take the temperature of what's going on in our nation's capital. Right now on the line with us is J.P. Finley, NBC Sports, knows everything about the Commanders, also on 106.7 The Fan with B. Mitch. Hey, J.P., how you doing, man?
I am doing well, man. Long day here, busy day, but the end of a long search is over for Washington.
I'm sure. What is the city feeling like as a whole? Before I get to your specific thoughts, what's the vibe of the city right now with this hiring?
Not exactly thrilled. I ran a Twitter poll earlier today that got close to like 10,000 votes, and most people were kind of in the middle on this thing. Didn't love it, didn't hate it. Just kind of not thrilled. I think folks were hoping to get Ben Johnson, get the young, hot, up-and-coming offensive coordinator. Clearly that didn't happen. But Quinn's also not a bad hire. It's not exciting.
J.P. Finley is here with us, NBC Sports up in D.C., also 106.7 The Fan. What are your thoughts? We feel like this is, it appears it is a fresh start for everybody in D.C. You got Josh Harris. You have an opportunity to draft the QB. What are your thoughts on the hiring of Dan Quinn and how he fits in with all of this?
You know, it's interesting. I think Quinn on its own is a good hire. I think Quinn will come in and run a good program. I mean, I'm sure you've talked to folks around the league. His reputation is he's really well-regarded, and people talk about his leadership skills and his communicative skills and organizational skills. But it's hard to look at it in an envelope like that because it seems like Washington kind of didn't get the top two candidates in Mike McDonald and then Ben Johnson. And, you know, coming off of 4 years with Ron Rivera at the helm, who was a defensive mind, leader of men type, and going right back into that mold with Dan Quinn. I'm not saying they're the same person, but, you know, it's going to be a little underwhelming. I do think there's a huge difference, though, in Ron Rivera's tenure in Washington. When he was the boss, he was kind of the czar of football. He had final say on personnel and everything. Quinn's not going to be in that role. And we'll see. I wouldn't expect Quinn to be quite as, I don't know the right way to phrase it. Ron hired a ton of the people that were with him in Carolina to come here. And those guys probably wouldn't have had jobs unless Ron hired them. Whereas I think Quinn is probably going to take some guys with him from Dallas. And then I'm really curious how he builds his offensive staff. You know, Adam Peters is the new general manager in Washington. Adam Peters obviously worked with Kyle Shanahan at length in San Francisco for the last 7 years. Kyle Shanahan obviously worked with Dan Quinn in Atlanta. Shanahan's kind of the fulcrum of a lot of this, I feel like, and I think Quinn will try to tap into his network, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
J.P. Finley here with us, CBS Sports Radio. Are there any thoughts or concerns? We see that the game is going offense. We do know that the final four teams that we saw here outside of pretty much Detroit had amazing defenses. You know, is there any concern about the hiring and who runs the offense, especially given the fact that Washington is likely to draft and develop a QB?
Yeah, I think there's real concern. And I think that there's real question why they didn't try to get an offensive guy to be the head coach. Some view it as a major concern that, you know, if things go well, they'll lose the offensive coordinator. Things haven't gone well in Washington in so long that whatever, man. Let's see them go well first. But that's a real part of this. It's going to be interesting. They have a real opportunity at number two here. I thought for the first time in a really long time in D.C. you had a chance for ownership, GM, head coach, and quarterback to all be on one page. Now, hiring Dan Quinn, who's a defensive guy, doesn't negate that from possibly happening. Quinn can help a young quarterback just as much as anybody else, but clearly he's not going to be the hands-on, watching tape with him, you know, 20 hours a week guy in this role. So it's just, it's a little bit interesting. It creates another wrinkle.
J.P. Finley here with us, the JR Sport Re-Show on CBS Sports Radio. That's on the coaching side, and I also appreciate the fact that you took a look at the man who's now helping to run the show in Adam Peters. When you think about who they are going to select at number two overall, what are your thoughts? Who would be the best-case scenario for Washington?
If I was in charge, and I definitely am not, but if I was, it'd be Jaden Daniels. I just love the playmaking ability to lead about making plays. He's such an accurate passer. I love that he improved every year of his college career. And if you look at the other options, I think Caleb's going to go number one. I don't think they'll have the opportunity to take him. I would take Daniels over Drake May. Drake May is a great prospect, too. If they take Drake May, I think he's got a real opportunity to be fantastic. I think they're cool either way, but if it was me, I would take Daniels. As for what they're going to do, it's too early to know. I mean, you know, as reporters, we haven't really got to start working this thing because they're just hiring people. So, and then they got to sit down collectively and watch tape and interview these guys and kind of get to the bottom of their plans. So, if it was me, it'd be Daniels, but it's definitely not me.
J.P. Finley is here with us, 106.7 The Fan up in D.C. There's a lot, and I know I was up there at The Fan and chatting it up with everybody at the beginning of the season, and I would say as an overall, this is a disappointment to only pick up 4 victories and be in this current position. How are folks feeling about Josh Harris? Is it still too new? And what does the team need going forward to be competitive outside of that franchise QB that everybody needs?
Yeah, you know, I don't think much, if any, blame for the 4-13 terrible season goes to Harris because he bought the team on July 20th. And
no, not necessarily blame, but how are the fans, how has he been received so far with the changes?
Gotcha. Yeah, really, really excited. Fans have been thrilled they got Adam Peters. Honestly, really, until this Quinn move is kind of the first thing where I think fans are like, not sure that's what I like so much. But, you know, to quote Gladiator, the mob is fickle. And if they win a couple games early on, they're going to be on board. So, but Harris and the new ownership group have been very well received. You know, there's a little more burgundy and gold walking the streets of D.C. again. I'd say, frankly, a lot more. Like, you see a lot more gear, a lot more fans at home games. Obviously, it got away from them there at the end of the year, and then the Cowboys fans invaded and all that kind of stuff. But certainly, new ownership is appreciated.
I certainly see that. Well, y'all got an owner with a lot of money. This is a team with a lot of cap space. What are some other moves that you look forward to them potentially making here in this coming offseason?
It's interesting. I don't know that they're going to be particularly aggressive in free agency this offseason. They have a lot of cap space. I would get a contract extension done with their guard, Sam Cosmi. He's a good player going into the final year of his rookie deal. He's a second rounder in 19, or maybe 20 even. I don't know. I'd have to do math. But I think, especially now that it's Dan Quinn, I could see them spending a little bit of money to acquire a real veteran linebacker, like a leader at that linebacker position. They'll have a decision to make with Cam Curl, who's headed for free agency, who's been a good player for them. Same with Kendall Fuller. But Adam Peters, at his opening press conference, was very clear that they're going to build through the draft and just supplement through free agency. And that's what every team says, and then they go spend crazy money. But they're going to need to do a lot offensively. I could see some linemen. They got to address left tackle. I find it hard to believe Charles Leno is back. Tight end could be a position of some need. They got plenty to do. It's going to kind of start with the quarterback in the draft, but you know they won't be totally silent during free agency. But if you go back and look at San Fran the first few years, those were pretty lean years. They won 10 games in 2 seasons, and they weren't super active in free agency, but once they started to acquire that base of talent is when they would make a big signing or make a big trade and those sorts of things. But I think, honestly, I mean, Washington went 4-13 and had no Pro Bowlers. I think you got to build the entire roster. Like, you got to work on raising the floor first.
And J.P. Finley, final question for you, my man. Nothing to do with D.C. sports, of which you know everything about. Who you got in the Super Bowl, man?
I don't know yet. I'm going out there next week. I want to kind of talk to players and get my own vibe. I have gotten 7 straight Super Bowls right against the spread. I'm leaning Chiefs, but I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, J.P.
Sorry, that was a cop-out.
No, listen, it's no worries. I'm not winning any money. And if you go out to Vegas, throw some money my way if you should win some. Hey, JP, where can people follow you and all the wonderful work you do at NBC Sports and 106.7 The Fan? Fill us in.
Sure, yeah, just at JP Finley, NBCF. Get it done.
We appreciate you. Hey, enjoy yourself out in Vegas, and yeah, let's see what happens with these Commanders. The city, the region deserves it. Thank you, JP.
Thanks, dude. Take care.
No doubt about it. That J.P. Finley of NBC Sports up in D.C., also 106.7 The Fan. Dan Quinn is now the newest head coach for the Washington Commanders. And as J.P. said, hey, what do the Commanders need? Everything. It's the J.R. Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We are going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, how about this? There was another coach introduced today. His name, Dave Canales. He is the new head coach of the Carolina Panthers. We'll hear from him. We'll talk some more about Dan Quinn. I know the NBA is going to release its all-star rosters in a little while.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, it's Thursday, but I'm just trying to keep it easy like Sunday morning on a Thursday. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thank you so much. Right before we went to break, we were joined by J.P. Finley of NBC Sports and 106.7 The Fan up in D.C. to talk about this hiring of Dan Quinn. In a few seconds, I want to talk about another hiring, Dave Canales, who is actually introduced today up in North Carolina as he is the new head coach of the Panthers. But before we do that, we heard, well, JP's opinion on the hiring. Adam Pac-Man Jones, who joined us here in the open of the show, he likes the hiring of Dan Quinn.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at jamesallen.com, promo code PODCAST.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah. Construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that.
When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
And me, I gotta be honest, I'm not too high on it. This is one of those hires that I just go, hey, it doesn't matter. Because A, he's a defensive coach. It really matters a whole lot more who he hires as his offensive coordinator. And more importantly, who are the Washington Commanders going to select at number two overall? So if you happen to be a fan up in D.C. right now and you're not enthralled by adding Dan Quinn, or you're thinking about the choke job here in Atlanta when he was running the Falcons in the Super Bowl, I understand. I don't want to say that this is a placeholder. He is a good dude. You know, here in Atlanta, people had no issue with him. People like him. He is likable. The players vibe with him. That's all good and well. Who the hell is he going to be coaching? We have no idea. You know, Washington has $70 million in cap space right now. They can actually add an additional, I think, I don't know, $10 to $15 million by readjusting some of their current contracts. They have to bring in a brand new quarterback. And so, yeah, adding Dan Quinn is okay. It ain't the worst thing in the world. But, man, who's going to be throwing the rock and who is going to be commanding the offense as coordinator, I think that's going to have a whole hell of a lot more to do than Dan Quinn. So, yeah, Ben Johnson ain't the guy. All the reports say that Washington was flying out to see him, and in the process of being on the plane, Ben Johnson said, no, thank you. And so I'm assuming that that is a bridge burned, but there are 31 other teams. And so right now, Ben Johnson stays on as offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions. Dan Quinn moves on from Dallas. He goes to Washington, and we've even heard reports that Ron Rivera might be making his way down to Dallas as a Dan Quinn replacement. Ron Rivera, defensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys. While the things have happened, let's see what takes place there. Now, let's hear another opinion here. A matter of fact, let's understand why the Commanders hired Dan Quinn. Adam Schefter, the man who breaks all of the news, PR guy, basically. He was on Pat McAfee's show. Listen to this.
In a perfect world, they weren't going to be pairing a first-time GM with a first-time head coach. And so Dan Quinn checks the boxes there in that regard. The other thing is that when these organizations are going through this hiring process, they make a lot of calls and they get a lot of calls. I know that the Commanders felt like they got more calls and more texts unsolicited about Dan Quinn with positive messages from people than they got from any other candidate. And that's just the way that it kind of went. Now, that's not why he got the job, but it certainly was comforting and reassuring that they felt like they were getting a guy that is high energy, that's upbeat, that's positive. It probably doesn't hurt that you're weakening the team in the division, although I don't really believe that to be a driving force and a primary factor in why they hired Dan Quinn. They hired Dan Quinn because they believe in him as a leader. They believe in him as a man. They believe that other people are spot on in what they say about Dan Quinn, who had been a finalist for other head coaching jobs, and the board just didn't fall his way in recent years. But they feel like they've got a whole energetic, upbeat, positive guy stepping in to Washington to help try to lead that team into the future.
Yeah, it's accurate. Makes sense. He's a likable guy. Now, who the hell is going to be the quarterback? We'll figure that part out in a couple of months. Hey, Ryan, what are your thoughts on this hiring? I don't want to say it takes the air out of the room, but hey, ain't nothing real exciting about it. It's just like, all right, whatever.
I'm with you. I'm with JP. I'm with a lot of people that find this hire confusing. What I don't understand, what I've not seen an answer for directly, is if you're going to go defensive coach, why wouldn't you want to go Mike Vrabel, who I think has been more successful overall? I think he was a better gamble working out than Dan Quinn is. I would have went offensive number two, but if you're going to go a non-offensive coach, I don't know how you can look at Mike Vrabel sitting there and instead go hire Dan Quinn.
I think it boils down to control. I think it's a matter of having a little bit more say-so. If there's one, look, Mike Vrabel got the boot out of Tennessee because of his personality. You know, Mike Vrabel got the boot because of how strong-willed he was. He knows what the hell he's doing. And so I think being in Tennessee and then having the losing records and knowing what was wrong, I think that they wanted to just kind of lower the temperature in the building. And I think for a first-time owner and Josh Harris, and then as mentioned, yeah, you have a first-time general manager who comes in to run the show now, and Adam Peters, who comes over from San Francisco, Mike Vrabel would just, he'd be telling it like it is. And I think that's the only reason why, you know, Dan Quinn got this job over someone like Mike Vrabel is the personality. As we've heard for the millionth time, it's like everybody likes Dan Quinn. He ain't going to rock the boat. He's not going to tick people off. He's going to show up. He's going to coach the defense. And now we have to see what he does with that offense. How about this? If we take a quick trip, not all that damn quick, I don't know, 4 hours? Yeah, maybe. 4-hour trip down the road, and we go into the Carolinas, maybe shorter than that, now that I think about it. I've been on the road too much. You end up with the Carolina Panthers. And the Carolina Panthers, they also have a brand new head coach. We know that earlier this week, Dave Canales comes over from Miami, comes over from the Bucks as 1 year's offensive coordinator, and now he's going to be running the show for the Carolina Panthers. He is basically, I don't want to say Pete Carroll Jr., he got a lot of his opportunities, whether it be at USC, strength and conditioning coach, following him up to Seattle. And now he's going to be tasked with turning things around in Carolina. Now, here's the thing. Last year, the Carolina Panthers, they went out and selected Bryce Young, as we all know. A complete disaster for the Panthers in 2023. You want to talk about the awful, terrible four wins that the Commanders had. Well, the Panthers had two. The offense, pathetic. The defense, pathetic. Bryce Young, 11 touchdowns to 10 interceptions. He needs development. Is he going to get that with Dave Canales? Well, Dave Canales spoke to the media for the first time today, and he made it very clear to everybody, Bryce Young is the guy.
The more that I got ready for this interview and started watching Bryce, looking at my notes from his eval, I mean, that's just a year ago. You know, we're evaluating him as a player, as a person, with all the information that we could. I just got more and more fired up about the opportunity to have this amazing talent. And he's the guy. He's the right guy that we all talk about when we have that quarterback, that franchise, face of the franchise type of player. And that got me really excited.
Okay. All right. You know what would excite Panthers fans? If Bryce Young could stay upright. You know what would excite Panthers fans? If Bryce Young had more weapons to throw the ball to. You know what would excite Panthers fans? If he ended up being just as good, if not better, than C.J. Stroud. And that's asking for a lot, given what we've just seen in the first year. And the man charged and tasked with doing that right now is Dan Morgan, the man who used to play for the Carolina Panthers. He's the guy who has to go out there and procure the talent for them to be successful. But Dave Canales, it's all about football, right? This man is going through his trials and tribulations in his life, and his wife has been right there beside him. Addiction and all this stuff. And he took some time to get emotional and thank his wife.
20 years ago, I'm the head JV coach at Carson High School. Fired up. I'm so excited. We go to play Venice High School. It's my first game coaching. She's sitting up in the stands with about 35 crazy parents. We got smoked 34-13 that day. It was the greatest day of my life because I had found it. I found my passion. And after 2 years of doing that, she comes to me and she knew all I wanted to do was be the head coach at Carson High School. That's what I wanted to do. Take it, get us back on top, try to win championships and do all that. And she said, hey, don't get me wrong. I love your dream. You're really good at this. I think you can go as far as you want, and I got your back, and I'll make it happen, whatever we need to do. And she did, and she worked three jobs at times, and she told me the hard truths. And when I had problems with players or coaches, said, you know what you need to do? You need to sit down and have those conversations. And she's just been everything to me. This is our journey. This is our dream. And we've been so excited and prepared for this opportunity. So thank you, and I love you, babe.
Aww. Ryan, we don't get a lot of that in the NFL, man, do we?
No, not a lot of sappiness. A lot of tough guy macho talk. Not a lot of, let me pour my heart out in the first opening press conference.
Yeah, I mean, we've gotten some interesting, let's just say, introductory press conferences. We all know about Dan Campbell and biting knees and ankles and kneecaps. Nick Sirianni trying to explain to the world that we will simplify our processes so there is less thinking and more action, and more thinking means less action. That's Nick Sirianni. Like, we've had some interesting press conferences, but I can never remember a man being introduced and really showing love and appreciation to his wife for his success, contributing to his success and allowing him to take a breath so he can have some of this success. Hey, congratulations and good for him. Now, here's the deal. For all of these jobs that have been filled, whether it's Tennessee, Washington, Seattle, Atlanta, Hi Raheem, I hate to tell you, and I think we all know this, is everybody going to last through next season? Is everybody going to have a job by the time we get to 2025? And that sounds crazy to even say, being that it's 2024. When you're a head coach in the NFL, take your money, get your checks, enjoy it, because it does not last forever. You just heard Pac-Man Jones say it. The NFL stands for not for long. And that includes head coaches. Just saying. Congratulations to everybody getting them jobs. And we got a bunch of dudes who did not get a gig. Hey, Eric Bieniemy got passed over here with this opportunity. Hey, he could have still been with the Kansas City Chiefs, right? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of grand opening and grand closing, are the Lakers, are they shutting down? Is LeBron James, wait, LeBron James isn't playing tonight in Boston? Neither is Anthony Davis? We're going to talk about it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.